ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, 13th chapter, text 41. Yavanta gokule bala Savatsa sarva evahi Mayasaye sayana me Nadyapi puna utitaha Yavanta gokule bala Savatsaha sarva evahi Mayasaye sayana me Nadyapi puna utitaha Yavanta gokule balaha Savatsaha sarva evahi Mayasaye sayana me Nadyapi puna utitaha Yavantaha whatsoever as many as Gokule in Gokula Balaha boys Savatsaha along with their calves Sarve all Eva indeed he because Maya Asaye on the bed of Maya. Sayanaha are sleeping. Me. My. Na. Not. Adya. Today. Api. Even. Punaha. Again. Utitaha. Have risen. Translation. Lord Brahma thought, whatever boys and calves there were in Gokula, I have kept them sleeping on the bed of my mystic potency. And to this very day, they have not yet risen again. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. For 1 year, Lord Brahma kept the calves and boys lying down in a cave by his mystic power. Therefore, when Brahma saw Lord Krishna still playing with all the cows and calves, he began trying to reason about what was happening. What is this? He thought. Maybe I took those calves and cowherd boys away, but now they have taken from that cave. Now they have been taken from that cave. Is that what has happened? Has Krishna brought them back here? Then, however, Lord Brahma saw that the calves and boys he had taken were still in the same mystic Maya into which he had put them. Thus he concluded that the calves and cowherd boys now playing with Krishna were different from the ones in the cave. He could understand that although the original calves and boys were still in the cave where he had put them, Krishna had expanded himself. And so the present demonstration of calves and boys consisted of expansions of Krishna. They had the same features, the same mentality, and the same intentions but they were all Krishna. Translation: Lord Brahma thought, whatever boys and calves there were in Gokula, I have kept them sleeping on the bed of my mystic potency, and to this very day, they have not yet risen again. Omagina timirandasya gananjana salakaya chakshulan militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya mano bistam stapitam jena bhutale svayarupa kadamayam dadati sva patandikam panchakopa tadubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar srivasati gaur bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So I think the last day I gave class was the first day of Kartik. So somehow Dharmatma Prabhu said, even though following Indrajumna Maharaj is certainly not an easy thing to do, but he said, well, everyone's different. So today, last day of Kartik. Some say yesterday was last day of Kartik. Some say today is Purnima. Some say tomorrow is Purnima. So still bewildered, Maharaj. Everything is bewildering. We're close. Also, today we have an eclipse, although it's not visible here, so we don't talk about the eclipse here. I also gave class on the last eclipse, so everything is eclipsed here today, so forgive me even attempting to give class on this. I found an interesting letter yesterday by Srila Prabhupada. I said before, Prabhupada knew I was not much at reading books, even though I was with him. Probably because every time he saw me, he didn't see a book in my hands. That would be a giveaway that I wasn't reading books. Other devotees, servants, he would come in and they'd be sitting there reading his Bhagavatam, his Bhagavad Gita. He'd be very pleased. But me, he had to tell me to read his books. But I have found... I really like reading his conversations, and I like reading his letters, because it's very personal. His conversations are personal. So somehow or other, we have to find that place in Krishna consciousness, huh? So we can remain. So I found this letter yesterday, and I wanted to read it. Prabhupada gives a very... as he always does, he answering questions. This is 1971, and it was from a bhaktin at that time. 1971 is when I entered New Vrindavan. He says, as far as your questions, Krishna is not in need of anything. He is Purnam, the complete whole, and yet he appreciates our love for him. Just like everyone appreciates if someone exhibits love for them. So he kindly allows us to show that love by considering that if I do not feed him, Krishna will go hungry. If I don't give him rest, he will be tired. Just like I was with Prabhupada for some time, and he rang the bell one afternoon. In New Dwarka, we call it the old temple room in New Dwarka, which became the Fate Museum, the Dal Museum. But that was the temple room. And at the back of the temple room, up on what you would call the first floor, was Prabhupada's apartment, his flat. So the deities were resting. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Prabhupada rang the bell. I went in. He said, who's chanting japa? It wasn't even a kirtan. With japa, someone was chanting japa. Around Prabhupada, sometimes devotees like to exhibit how Krishna conscious they were in their chanting of japa. They would often chant louder than normally so that Prabhupada could see they were very sincere. But it always was the opposite. Prabhupada would say, why are they chanting so loudly? And with this devotee said, tell them the deities are resting. Yes, Prabhupada. So I went down and said, Prabhupada, get out of the temple room. The deities are resting. This is how we see Krishna. He's a person. Prabhupada even said, the dog is a person. To speak of the cows, we're talking about the cowherd boys, the calves, the cows. Everyone is person because personality is there. Here we have beds in the deity room for when they take rest. We have air conditioning in there. Some people may think it's for the pujaris. We have heat in there in the wintertime. No, in the summertime, right? 4 o'clock in the morning, Mangalarti, you open the door in the summer and the cool air would come out because it's on all night long for Krishna and Balaram. Why does Krishna need air conditioning? But that's how we develop Krishna consciousness. I learned with Prabhupada, we learn these things through him. We develop love from him, just like it's described here. And when Krishna took the forms of the cowherd boys and the calves, they became more lovable to their parents, to the cows, more lovable. And I saw that with Prabhupada. That's what he did to all of us. He was lovable. You couldn't see Prabhupada and not immediately just fall in love with him. It didn't matter if you were a devotee, non-devotee, reporter. You see the teachers that would come to see him, lawyers, whoever came to see him. He had a way of just charming you. It was his mystic opulence. It was because Krishna was right there in the heart of Prabhupada. Krishna is all attractive. His devotee is all attractive. You know, again, the letters. I see a letter, I've seen that letter. Prabhupada said, there was not one time I can remember. There was not one time when I did not remember Krishna in his whole life. He said his memory went back. He remembered being in the arms of his older sister. He said maybe 6 months old. His memory was so wonderful. But to associate with him, he just endeared you more and more. And he knew how to do it, what it is. If you required philosophy, he could fill your head with so much philosophy. He'd bewilder you. One story with Madhadvisa Prabhu on the airplane. Madhadvisa Prabhu, very intelligent devotee, practically established. Once Upendra and him went there, he was in charge, GBC there, of Australia for so many years. Prabhupada went there like 8 times to Australia, which means basically you just go to Australia and you have to come back. It's not on the way. It's not like you go from Los Angeles to Hawaii to Japan. It's like a hop and a skip. No, you go to Australia and you're just stuck in Australia. Then you have to fly back to some other India and start all over again. But he went there so many times. The whole country of Australia at that time had like 5 million people in it. New York City or Delhi, what did they have? 20 million people, one city. The whole country of Australia was just a few million people. I never realized that at the time. And yet Prabhupada kept going there, installed the deities, gave lectures to save everyone in Australia. So Madhadvisa, what was I saying? Prabhupada, he was on the plane with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada wanted to argue with him, philosophical. So he said, you take position of Mayavadi. I'll be the Vaishnava. So he did, and they're going back and forth. And of course, Prabhupada defeated him. We know that. Vaishnava's highest philosophy, highest understanding. But then they switched sides. And Prabhupada took the side, he was Mayavad. And Madhvisa Prabhu, he was the Vaishnava. And Prabhupada defeated him. Could not defeat Prabhupada. He could have done that to all of us. He could have turned us all into nice Mayavadi. But he didn't. Because he is a lover of Krishna. And he saw Krishna. You have to take care of Krishna. He knew if Krishna was not being fed nicely. He made arrangements. He would go up there, greet the deities. He wasn't just greeting the deities like I greet the deities. He's there talking with Krishna. And Krishna would say sometimes, this doll is like mud. Because Prabhupada would say, this doll you're cooking, your rajbhog, doll is like mud. The rice is mushy, chapatis are hard. Puris, they gave the deities, of course, puris. So we take care of Krishna in that way. Not that, oh, he's the supreme, we close the doors, he's running around here and there. No, they need to be taken care of. Bathe them, we dress them. Learning how to love Krishna. And of course, Krishna reciprocates so much. I started out somehow or other. I was a city boy, Philadelphia. Philadelphia is just kind of under New York City. Everyone knows New York City. But I came from a city, 5 million people, much as the whole of Australia, 5 million people lived in Philadelphia. But as somehow or other, as soon as I joined, I was in New Vrindavan. And I started out, like I say, right at the top. I started out as a cowherd boy, very enthusiastic, watching the cows. And I got to see they had personalities. We all have personalities. You see here, if you come back and forth every day on the street outside, same cows are there every day. The same calves are there every day. There's that one cow, she puts her nose right inside the gate 3. Because she gets chapatis there. And she'll stay there until they give her her chapatis. Her calves always with her. In New Vrindavan, we got to learn. Of course, we had the cows, Kunti, Saraswati, Sarabi, of course, one of the first cows on the farm back in 1971. And they were all different. It's like we're all different. They were all different. They would go out, you know, you have the barn, and from the barn you have different gates going into different pasture grounds. So they would go to one pasture ground for a week or so. And even in those hills, you could see the grooves where they all walked. One after the other, they made little pathways. And they would just use those same pathways every day, and then they would go off and eat a little grass here and there. And then when the time had come, you could call them. But sometimes you didn't even have to call them, because they knew what time it was. Because they would go into the barn, and they all had their own stalls, separate stalls. There was like 10 of them. And you would put the grain in front of the stall where they would go, each one. Very nice grain. You had sorghum, sweet kind of stuff, and corn and this and that. Things you didn't get out in the field. And they would all go into their prescribed stall, just like it had a name on it. But they all knew where they would go. But some of the cows, they were more hungry than the others. So they would get to the first stall and try to eat the grain there, and then the one that was supposed to go in there would get all upset. They would be arguing with each other, bullying each other. And then you'd have to guide them into the proper space. And then while they're eating grain, not paying attention, that's when you milk them. Yeah, that was the trick, so that they didn't, they were distracted by the nice food stuff in front of them. Then you had to learn how to milk them. And they were all different too. Some of them were very pleasant. Some of them would, as soon as you grabbed them, they'd kick you. They'd kick the bucket over. And they knew what they were doing, because they were persons. Krishna's a person. This is what Prabhupada keeps showing us. All these pastimes, you see this personality of Krishna. And how by showing him love, he reciprocates. This letter went on. If I don't give him rest, he'll be tired, like that. He reciprocates by pretending to be dependent on me, my slave, just to give us opportunity to find the real object of our loving propensity and to take pleasure by pleasing and serving him. Everything we do should be for the reason that it gives pleasure to Krishna. Say that again. Everything we do should be for the reason that it gives pleasure to Krishna, because Krishna's intimate associates give him the most pleasure. That's how you become intimate. It's all you think about, how to please Krishna. And of course for us, how to please the spiritual master. We were speaking yesterday, Maharaj was talking about the, transparent via media. And Maharaj, you said it the same way I mention it. The transparent via media, it goes both ways. It's not a one-way transparency. The spiritual master, he's everything he receives through his spiritual master, through the chain of disciplic succession, he's giving to you perfectly. Prabhupada, how many times will you see Prabhupada say in his books, in his lectures, if I've done anything, it's that I haven't changed one word of what was given to me by my spiritual master. That's where the potency is. Purity. That's what purity means. It means you don't adulterate. Not one thing thinking I need to change it. 50 years have gone by. I hear some people say, it's dated. It needs to be adjusted. Prabhupada said, what has changed? Birth, old age, disease, and death, they're still there. So you have prettier buildings. Not prettier, but you have more modern facility. Huh? Everything quicker, easier. Of course, until it breaks down. But the transparency also goes the other way. We have to be transparent. Just want to serve in that same way. Understanding what's coming down. And to serve without any other desire. Because Krishna's intimate associates give him the most pleasure, and because they are his favorites, it pleases him to see these associates and close friends are also offered all respect by the devotees. This is why we have this Guru Puja every day. Prabhupada made so many arrangements. He's a very intimate associate, very much loved by Krishna, because he loves Krishna very much, the most. 24 hours a day, he would say. I still try to understand that. Prabhupada would say, you never become tired doing devotional service. You become more eager, more enthused to serve.